Greetings in the name of our soon-coming Savior and Lord, your speaker, John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas. And I should like now to say a little more about the Holy Spirit of God. You remember we have been pointing out that God's first gift to the world was His own blessed Son. The second gift, the Holy Spirit of God. And the third gift, the Word of God. But we're going to say something today, or at least shall I put it this way. We're going to see what the Scriptures have to say about the Holy Spirit of God. We did notice with you, however, that His work in the believer is to guide, to instruct, to help, to comfort, but His work in the world is to convict men and women of sin. Now, in the Gospel by St. John, chapter 3, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the conversation He had with Nicodemus, the ruler of the Jews, that's the man who came to the Lord Jesus Christ by night, and we're glad to tell you that his night was turned to day. But the Lord Jesus said to him three times over, "You must be born again." However, in about verse 5, he said to him, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." And I trust that all my hearers today will take that to heart. Unless you have been born of water and of the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Just isn't possible. There's no other way. And of course, I need hardly say that the water referred to in that fifth verse is the Word of God. That's the power to cleanse. And of course, it can only be made good, effective, by the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, the speaker realizes that there is a great deal of erroneous teaching as to the Holy Spirit. There are those who have the false notion that it's possible for one to be justified and yet not to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. In other words, not yet to have the Holy Spirit. That is totally contrary to the teaching of God's precious Word. If you were to turn to Romans chapter 8 and read it about verse 9, you'd come across a statement that should forever settle that score for you. It goes like this: "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." In other words, you cannot say that you are a Christian. You just cannot say that you are a child of God unless you have the Holy Spirit of God. Now, perhaps someone is saying, "Well, then, if that's the teaching of the Word of God, just exactly how does one get the Holy Spirit of God?" Well, we saw in John chapter 3 and verse 5 that you must be born of water and of the Spirit. You must be born again to have the Holy Spirit of God. However, I'm going to notice another passage with you that's found in the Epistle of Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 1, and I'm sure there it is made perfectly clear. The Apostle Paul, in writing to these saints at Ephesus, who had been born of the Holy Spirit of God, they had become children of God, he gives a restatement, as it were, of how they became his children. And so I'm going to read it as it is in the Revised Version. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, where he says, "In whom ye also have trusted, having heard the word of truth, the glad tidings of your salvation." Now that's essential, to hear the gospel, to hear the way of life, the way of salvation. It's one thing to hear it, though, but that there's something that must follow hearing, and Paul speaks of it here. He says, "In whom also, having believed, ye have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, and who is the earnest of our inheritance to the redemption of the acquired possession to the praise of His glory." In other words, Paul says, upon believing, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. And you know, the poet puts it like this: "When to my all I ventured in the atoning blood, the Holy Spirit entered, and I was born of God." So that today, right where you are, if you'd receive Christ into that heart of yours, if you'd trust Him as your own personal Savior, you would be born of the Holy Spirit of God. You would be sealed by the Holy Spirit of God. And yes, Paul tells us too in this very same epistle, in the 4th chapter, that you're sealed unto the day of redemption. May the Lord help you to trust His Son, that you may know the power, the joy of being indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. Receive Him today, and salvation is yours.